I have a very uneasy feeling about ever going to sea again. I don't think I ever would under any circumstances, because every time I've gone to sea, I've run into a bad storm, a very bad one. On my first trip to sea, I went through one of the worst West India hurricanes it had for many, many years. Then another time, I was off Florida when a hurricane hit down there and nearly destroyed Miami. I went through a couple of bad typhoons in the China Sea in that part of the world. Then coming back from France on a cruiser, I ran into the worst storm that they'd had in the Atlantic in over 30 years. So I'm very, very hesitant about going to sea anymore because I think storms follow me.
There were four of us there at the back end of creation. Four of the devil's own and a hard lot by any man's count. We'd come together the way men will when on the beach, the idea cropping up out of an idle conversation. We'd nothing better to do. All of us being fools, or worse, so we borrowed a boat off the Nine Islands and headed out to sea. Did you ever cross the South China Sea in a 40-foot boat during the typhoon season? No picnic, certainly, nor any job for a church-going son, more for the likes of us, who mattered to no one, and in a stolen boat at that. Now, all of us were used to playing it alone. We'd worked aboard ship in other places, sharing our labors with other men. But the truth was, each was biding his own thoughts and watching the others. There was Limey Johnson from Liverpool, and Smoke Bassett from Port-au-Prince, and there was Long Jack from Sydney, and there was me, the youngest of the lot, at loose ends and wandering in a strange land. Wandering always. 22 years old I was, with 5 years of riding freights, working in mines or lumber camps, and prize fighting in small clubs in towns that I never saw by daylight. I'd had my share of the smell of coal smoke and cinders in the rain, the roar of a freight and the driving run and catch of a speeding train in the night, and then the sun coming up over the desert or going down over the sea, and the islands looming up and the taste of salt spray on my lips and the sound of bow wash about the hull. There had been nights in the wheelhouse with only the glow from the compass, and out there beyond the bow, the black, glassy sea rolling its waves up from the long sweep of the Pacific or the Atlantic. In those years, I'd been wandering from restlessness, but also from poverty. However, I had no poverty of experience, and in that I was satisfied. It was Limey Johnson who told us the story of the freighter sinking off the mangrove coast, a ship with $50,000 in the captain's safe, and nobody who knew it was there anymore. Nobody but him. $50,000, and we were broke. $50,000 lying in a bare 10 fathoms, easy for the taking. $50,000 split four ways, a nice steak, and a nice bit of money for the girls and the bars in Singapore or Shanghai, or maybe Paris. $12,500 apiece, if we all made it. And that was a point to be thought upon, for if only two should live, $25,000. And who can say what can or cannot happen in the wash of a weedy sea off the mangrove coast? Who can say what is the destiny of any man? Who could say how much some of us were thinking of lending a hand to fate? Macau was behind us, and the long roll of the sea began, and we had a fair wind and a good run away from land before the sun broke upon the waves. Oh, it was gamble enough, but the Portuguese are an easygoing people. They would be slow in starting the search. There were many who might steal a boat in Macau, and logically they would look toward China first. For who, they would ask themselves, would be fools enough to dare the South China Sea in such a boat? To dare the South China Sea in the season of the winds? She took to the sea, that ketch, like a baby to a mother's breast, like a Liverpool Irishman to a bottle. She took to the sea, and we headed south and away with a bearing toward the east. The wind held with us, for the devil takes care of his own. And when again the sun went down, we had left miles behind and were far along on our way. In the night, the wind held fair and true, and when another day came, we were running under a high overcast, and there was a heavy feel to the sea. As the day drew on, the waves turned green with white beards blowing, and the sky turned black with clouds. The wind tore at our sheets in gusts, and we shortened sail and battened down and prepared to ride her out. Never before had I known such wind, or known the world could breed such seas. Hour by hour we fought it out, our poles bare and a sea anchor over, and though none of us were praying men, pray we did.